Well, hello there. Welcome to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. I'm Monica Reinagle, and this week, our topic was suggested by a Nutrition Diva listener who wrote, "Nonstick silicone cookware, especially for baking, seems really useful, but is it safe? And also, I'd like to stop using my plastic steamer that I rely on for steaming vegetables in the microwave, so what type of container do you suggest?" Well, let me just start by explaining what silicone is. Silicone is a type of synthetic rubber made from silicon, which is a naturally occurring element that's abundant in rock and sand. Silicon, or silica, is used to make mortar, glass, cement, bricks, and concrete. And silicon is also used as a semiconductor in computers and cell phones. And that's why the Santa Clara Valley near San Francisco, California, is often referred to as Silicon Valley. Now, silicon can also be modified or polymerized into a rubbery material, and that's what we call silicone. Silicone is not exactly new to kitchens. Your grandmother probably used silicone-based rubber spatulas. But more recently, it's been used to make nonstick cake and muffin pans, baking mats or liners, and a whole range of other cooking gear. Now, silicone cookware has several advantages. It's very lightweight, flexible, it's easy to clean, stain-resistant, and nothing sticks to it. You can put it in the freezer, in the dishwasher, in the microwave, or the oven, and it comes in all kinds of fun, bright colors. But is it too good to be true? Many of you have also written to me lately about a new movie called Dark Waters. It's a legal thriller, sort of in the tradition of Aaron Brockovich. And it tells the story of PFOA, a chemical that was originally used to make Teflon, the nonstick coating created by the chemical company DuPont back in the 1940s, and then widely used to make nonstick cookware. Well, it was eventually revealed that this supposedly safe compound can accumulate in the tissues of humans and other animals and can lead to serious health problems. PFOA was eventually implicated in multiple cases of cancer and other serious health problems, and DuPont eventually settled a class action suit for $671 million. PFOA is no longer used in Teflon, and it's important to note that the health problems that were attributed to PFOA were not linked to use of the nonstick cookware. Rather, it was due to industrial dumping of this chemical into landfills and water supplies, which exposed local residents to large amounts of the chemical. Even though PFOA is no longer used in the U.S., it does persist in our environment and in human tissues. And it's been replaced by similar chemicals that some people fear might pose similar risks. And given the lax regulation of industrial chemicals in the United States, which is so dramatically illustrated in the movie Dark Waters, it's not an unreasonable concern. All of which is to say that I can understand why people feel a little wary about silicone. Is this just another time bomb that has not yet exploded? But I think I can set your mind at ease here. Silicone is a very inert, non-reactive substance. It's very stable, even at high heats. And there appear to be no reports or concerns from industry watchdogs, environmental groups, or citizen activists about leaching, off-gassing, or in any way interacting with foods. Now, silicone does have some practical drawbacks. Although it's very lightweight and flexible, it can also be pretty flimsy. So cake pans and muffin tins that are full of batter can be a little tricky to handle. Unlike a rigid pan, you can't just pick it up at the edge because unless it's been reinforced by some other material, the pan will just bend in the middle and dump the contents. And believe me, I've been there and I've done that. Silicone cookware also can't stand up to open flames, so it's not going to replace that nonstick skillet or any other stovetop cookware. If you already have a nonstick pan that you really love, I don't think you necessarily need to throw it away, as long as it's in good condition. Although there are some lingering concerns in some corners about the chemicals used to make modern nonstick cookware, these also relate to industrial and environmental exposure and not to the use of the cookware. You do want to be careful not to accidentally overheat your nonstick cookware, as this can release fumes that can make you sick and can be lethal to pet birds. And nonstick pans that are chipped, peeling, or flaking should definitely be discarded. But once they're in that condition, they're not very nonstick anymore anyway. So what are the safest pans? Well, personally, I get along just fine without any nonstick cookware. Cast iron, stainless steel, or anodized aluminum are all durable, safe, non-reactive materials that make excellent skillets. With any of these options, you may have to use a little oil or a little cooking spray, or even clean a pan once in a while, but you don't have to worry about the material breaking down or leaching into the air or into your food. And contrary to some claims on the internet, using aluminum cookware does not pose an increased risk of Alzheimer's disease. And finally, my listener also asked about a better option to replace her plastic microwave steamer. Although microwaving is very safe and can actually preserve more nutrients in foods than other types of cooking, I do not recommend using even microwave-safe plastic containers, bags, or plastic films in the microwave. Although these materials may stay cool in the microwave, when they come into contact with hot food, it is possible for chemicals to leach into the food. Glass containers are perfectly safe for microwaving, but this is another excellent use for silicone. My favorite microwave steamer is a silicone steamer basket made by a company called Le Couet. You can find it online. Thanks so much for this great question and also an opportunity to address some of the concerns that were raised by the new movie Dark Waters. If you have a suggestion for a topic for an upcoming podcast, feel free to send me an email at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com, or you can call the Nutrition Diva listener line at 443-961-6206. But before you call the listener line, be sure to check our archives to see if I've already answered your question. I've gotten a lot of messages from you asking if I could do an episode on something that I've already done an episode on. So be sure to check our archives at quickanddirtytips.com to see if I've already answered your question. I also wanted to let you know, seeing as you are a podcast listener, that I have teamed up with Brock Armstrong of the Get Fit Guy podcast to produce a brand new podcast called Change Academy, in which we talk about the art and science of behavior change. You can check that out wherever you listen to the Nutrition Diva podcast or the Get Fit Guy podcast. Our show is produced by Nathan Semmes, edited by Karen Hertzberg, and our team at Macmillan Audio also includes Michelle Margulis, Emily Miller, Morgan Ratner, and our director, Kathy Doyle. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week, and remember to eat something good for me.